WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Youngkin completes his amendments to the General Assembly's budget. More than 200. Reproductive rights advocates react to his vetoes of abortion-related legislation. And Senator Tim Kaine renews his request to the Biden administration to halt the transfer of bombs and other offensive weapons to Israel. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, April 9th. Governor Glenn Youngkin on Monday offered more than 200 amendments to the General Assembly's proposed budget. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
Youngkin nixed his demand for tax relief as well as a new digital tax in his amendments presented Monday. He also removed about $600 million in his own spending priorities. The combo of the two left $1.6 billion to fund Democrats' priorities, he told the press.
I have ceded no longer advocating for tax cuts, and I've asked them to please come in and have no tax increases.
Agreed upon priorities include increasing funding for education, a 3% raise for each of the next 2 years for state employees and teachers, $67 million for toll relief in the 757 region, $240 million for I-81 improvements, and $130 million for Washington Metro funding. There's also about $550 million for behavioral and mental health funding.
I mean, there are really, really good ideas in this budget, and things that we collectively agree, we just might have a differing view of how to get there.
The compromise proposal comes after Youngkin called Democrats' proposed plan the backwards budget for weeks. And the governor's newfound positivity didn't faze Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell. The Democrat pointed to Youngkin's record-breaking vetoes so far, with a chance to veto even more bills before the end of Monday.
You know, 200 vetoes doesn't really set the tone for, hey, let's hold hands and get along and sing kumbaya.
The legislature will return to Richmond next week to hammer out budget details. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Youngkin removed a requirement to participate in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. And as Brad mentioned, he also rejected a digital sales tax that would have included purchases made by businesses.
To be clear, we do not need new taxes. And again, in the sake of finding common ground, we won't aim to reduce them this time. It's structurally balanced, and it can be delivered on time.
The biennial state budget runs from July 1st through June 30th, 2026. It funds the state government and sends money to localities and school divisions across the Commonwealth. As we reported yesterday, the governor has vetoed several abortion-related bills this session. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has more.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin now has the record for the most number of vetoes of any governor in recent memory, and he rolled out new abortion vetoes over the weekend. Here's Senator Barbara Favola, a Democrat from Arlington, who introduced one of the vetoed bills that would have protected women and providers from being extradited to Tennessee or Texas, where abortion is much more restricted.
You can imagine a woman who had to cobble together money to leave her state and then take time off from work, come to Virginia alone, scared. We should be able to provide that woman the peace of mind that she won't be extradited.
The governor also signed a bill prohibiting search warrants or court orders for menstrual data, although Delegate Marcus Simon, a Democrat from Falls Church, says he's not impressed.
I don't want to give the governor too much credit for signing the bill that says that menstrual data can't be subject to subpoenas. That's a fairly narrow thing that he's agreed to. When he vetoed my bill, HB 1539, he also vetoed language that would have made it a violation of the Virginia Consumer Protection Act for digital companies that track menstrual data and women's healthcare data, including location data about what they've shopped for, where they've shopped for, where they've gone.
The lawmakers will be back in Richmond next week to consider how they want to respond to all the governor's many vetoes. Michael Pope.
Also on Monday, Kenda Sutton L. of the advocacy group Birth in Color addressed the governor's veto of the bill that would have protected abortion providers from extradition.
Patients deserve to receive the medical care they need without harassment, prosecution, and intimidation.
Youngkin said in his veto statement that the legislation would have undermined Virginia's medical board and disrupted U.S. extradition laws. Last week, Senator Tim Kaine renewed his request to the Biden administration to halt the transfer of bombs and other offensive weapons to Israel. The news leader reports that Kaine, a member of the Senate Armed Services and the Foreign Relations Committees, asked that the Biden administration prioritize the transfer of defensive weapons in all arms sales to Israel while withholding bombs and other offensive weapons that can kill and wound civilians and humanitarian aid workers. Democrats in Congress have repeated their concerns over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, especially after last week's Israeli drone strike that killed 7 World Central Kitchen volunteers. Senator Kaine's newest book is out today, just a week after he launched his reelection campaign. Michael Pope takes a look.
The title is Walk, Ride, Paddle, A Life Outdoors. It started as Senator Tim Kaine's attempt to celebrate turning 60 and 25 years since his first campaign for Richmond City Council. The idea was to create a kind of nature quest that was based in Virginia.
So I thought, I want to create one of these quests for Virginia. What would it be? And then I thought, well, okay, walk, ride, paddle. Walk on the 560 miles of the Appalachian Trail from Harper's Ferry to Tennessee. Cycle from the Virginia-North Carolina border on the Blue Ridge Parkway and Skyline Drive all the way to Front Royal. And then canoe the whole James River.
Parts of the book detail what it's like to hike the Appalachian Trail in the summertime heat or paddle the James River with his chief of staff. Along the way, he reflects on stories in the headlines during a momentous period in American history.
I was a juror in 2 impeachment trials, attack on the Capitol, COVID and long COVID, the murder of George Floyd, contested presidential election. The nature journey became the kind of window through which I was looking at this unusual chapter in American life.
The book is also a lesson in tenacity. He says several publishers turned him down before he found one willing to take a chance on the quirky premise of a Virginia nature triathlon. Michael Pope.
Finally today, one of my favorite roller coasters since I was a teenager, the 46-year-old Loch Ness Monster at Busch Gardens, is set to reopen on May 10th. The ride has been revamped, and it now includes an updated steel track. That's according to the Williamsburg Theme Park's website. The roller coaster features a double loop and speeds up to 60 miles per hour. Through April 21st, the park has set up a walk-through history of the ride, which first opened in 1978. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.